Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God is truly good. God is on the throne, and God is in charge. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi. We thank God for you being a blessing to the body of Christ. We thank God for all of the prayer warriors, 1,044.5 prayer warriors interceding for all around the world. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God because he's a good God, and he can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed this yet. To God be the glory for the great things he has done, the great things he is doing. We want to recognize our sponsor is Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road, 410-327-3100. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services. We're praying for you and for your family in its entirety. Also, Shanita Kelly, our realtor, praying man of God, pray with you and pray for you as you sell that home that you're now in or purchase your new home. She'll help you with getting your finances in order. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977 or text her at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly, a praying prayer warrior, powerful prayer warrior, help you with purchasing your new home or selling the home that you're now living in. God is truly, truly good. Or if you're just thinking about it, give her a call at 443-854-0977, and she'll help work you through that transition. Yes, powerful, powerful prayer warrior, truly a woman of God. Also, we thank God for Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles. You can call him at 449-3631. Ebony Styles, our master electrician, located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And he has people coming from near and far, all parts of the world. Master electrician, Dr. David Gaines, you can give him a call today at 443-449-3631. Let him know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. God is truly good, and we're excited about our trip to Cumberland today. Prayer warriors, we're going to pray without ceasing to Cumberland, Maryland. So those of you that are not going, pray with us that God give us traveling mercy. Amen. Prayer warriors traveling to Cumberland, Maryland. We're going to do some powerful, powerful praying while on our way, while we're there, and when we come back. So we expect some miracle signs and wonders. God is truly moving in this land. Amen. We thank God that he's not a stagnant God. He doesn't stay in one place. He moves all around the world. So we thank God that he's given us the ability to travel around the world. And that's what it's all about. We're helping one another, assisting one another, not being selfish with our prayers and only thinking about our own little personal problems and situations. We know that the Word of God tells us we're going to have some trials and tribulations, and we got to remember to pray for one another all around the world. What happens in one part of the world affects other parts of the world. What happens in your home affects other individuals. What happens in your city affects other individuals. What happens in your county? We know we hear people saying, oh, I live in a nice neighborhood, and we never had that happen here. I want you to know that the devil's everywhere, okay? And we're living in the latter days. So you better be prayed up, fasting, praying, calling on your sisters and brothers in prayer, and most of all, living the life that God has designed for you to live. You want to see some blessings, live according to God's plan for your life. Don't live in your kind of trashy, filthy way. Yes, we're going to talk about that always. God wants us to live according to the Word of God. Me, that goes for me as well as you. So when I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. Amen? The Word is for all of us. So it behooves us to get our house in order. Amen? And until we do that, be quiet and be still and seek the Lord, okay? Seek the Lord and ask God to lead and direct your path. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, and the Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. It's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. They go to church every Sunday and don't hear about living the proper life. Don't hear about sin. They hear everything else, but don't hear about sin. Sin is anything that we're not doing that's pleasing and acceptable to God. We're not worried about man, what man says, because man will tell you anything. Man will tell you it's okay. Don't worry about it. But no, the truth will set you free. Thank you, God. The truth will set you free. Many pastors and leaders in these positions allowing people to do anything that they want to do and not living according to the word of God. We got pastors and ministers to not living according to the word of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's not me talking. It's the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Truly, truly, God wants to bless you. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free in 2023. And we thank God for those that are attentive to the word and the will of God. And if you're caught up in a situation, if you're caught up in a church that's living any old kind of way, it behooves you to get your house in order. When you stand before God, he's going to say, what did you do? What did I tell you? Amen. That's what my mother always said, what did I tell you? And he's going to say, and you know better. Now you know better. I don't want to hear what nobody else is doing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The word of God says, study to show yourself approved. Workman needeth not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And you're going to rightly divide that word of truth by living the right life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. That's a nugget for someone. Yes, you're going to rightly divide the word of truth by living according to the word of God. Let God's will be done, not your will. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Men and women, boys and girls, you need to hear that. Yes, we have a lot of young people that's on this line, and I want them to live the life that God has designed for them to live. None of us are perfect. We know that. But we don't willingly sin continuously, willingly sin. Yes, I want to help somebody else this morning. Thank you, God, because somebody told me the truth. Amen. They used the word of God. So I want to help somebody this morning. The truth will set you free. Yes, it will. Uh-huh. And in 2023, God is setting you free. Thank you, God. Somebody got it this morning. Somebody got delivered. Somebody got healed. Somebody got saved this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're getting ready for our women's conference, Saturday, August the 5th. At the Village of Cross Keys, thank you, Jesus, our annual women's conference at the Village of Cross Keys. We want you all to come out. It's a women's conference, but men can come too, yes. You want to come and support the women? You want to come and hear some dynamic preaching and teaching, workshops, spiritual dancers? Come on out, men. Support the women. Our annual women's conference, the Village of Cross Keys at 5100 Falls Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, we are truly, truly blessed. So you all come on out from northwest, southwest, east, all over the world. Come on out to Village of Cross Keys, but you got to give me a call at 410-233-2942 to reserve your space. 410-233-2942. Give me a call so we can reserve your spot at the Village of Cross Keys at Marriott Hotel, Delta Marriott Hotel, have rooms where you can stay overnight and to spend the weekend in Maryland. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful edifice. If you just want to spend time praying and seeking the Lord, you could do that too. You may need a break, yes, from everything and everybody. So come out, plan to attend August the 5th, our women's conference, the Village of Cross Keys, Delta Hotel, but give me a call so you can reserve your spot. And bring a friend with you. That's August the 5th, Saturday, August the 5th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. continental breakfast and lunch. And we're going to break some barriers. Deliverance is going to take place. Healing is going to take place. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you, Jesus. The power of praying women. Yes, power of praying women. All prayer warriors, come on out. The power of praying women. August the 5th, Saturday, August the 5th, at the Village of Cross Keys. Thank you, Jesus. The donation is only $50. And believe me, that's a donation, considering what you're going to get. The donation is only $50 in advance, but you got to call me so I can get your tickets to you at 410-233-2942. Yes, call the Chief Apostle at 410 833-2942. And we're going to make sure you get your tickets. Also, we do have PayPal. Yes, we do. It's all set up for you. WWPFMIN. Yes. WWPFMIN. All capital letters. You can send your donations to our PayPal. WWPFMIN. That's Worldwide Ministries, abbreviated. WWPFMIN. All caps. You know the dollar sign go there first. Y'all wanted the PayPal, so you got it now. All right, so you can send those donations. You can send in the money for your tickets, or you can always mail your checks or money orders to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, we're going to be praying women. Yes, we are. Men are going to be their supporters, too. So we thank God for the men of God that's there to support the women of God. God is truly good. Yes, we're going to have prayer before we go to Columbia, Cumberland this morning, and we want you all to pray with us and for us as you travel the highways and byways to bless those individuals. Thank you, God. Yes, we're moving. Yes, we are. We're not stagnant. Thank you, God, for blessing us to travel around the nation. We got prayer warriors. Yes, we got prayer warriors all over the world, y'all. And we thank God for them. We thank God for them. The military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard, Honor Guard, Coast Guard. Yes, they're all over the world. We're not playing. We say we're worldwide, we are worldwide. Germany, Africa, South Africa, West Africa, West Germany, Argentina, Puerto Rico, Yugoslavia. Yes, we got prayer warriors all over the world. We're not just talking it. We have them. We're doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray so we can begin to get on our way to travel. And again, we want all of you that would like to attend the Women's Conference, 410-233-2942. Come out and join us Saturday, August the 5th. Amen. And we're having a high time in the Lord. We're dressing down but presentable. Okay? We're dressing down but presentable. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Don't forget about our stress management classes, 12-week class starting in September, stress management. You'll become a stress manager, stress coach, yes, stress coach, 12-week class starting in September. Also, our grief and loss coaches class will start back in September. We're giving you a break, but we're starting back up in September, okay? So, again, those that would like to be a part of the stress master or stress or grief and loss coaches, also, we'll have you be able to sign up for that, and we're going to give you more information where you can call. We'll also have our diabetes classes and our self-management for chronic disease classes. They're free. So we'll give you further information. We are really doing what God has told us to do. Yes, we are. We have Christian leadership classes. So we're not just praying. Faith without works is dead. Amen. And we're sharing. We are a sharing ministry, a ministry that wants to help one another. Glory be to God. And we're doing that with our scholarship fund for our youth, our food pantry, our clothing pantry. October, we give out the toothbrush, toothpastes, soaps, washcloths, body cloths, towels. When they're giving out the candy and goodies, we're also giving out our toothbrushes and toothpastes and other toiletries for our young people. God is good, and he's on the throne. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together, sisters and brothers in Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus upon those, Father God, that's not in sync with the word of God. We plead the blood of Jesus against those evil ones, the weapons of warfare, the weapons, Father God, that are illegal, just going through our streets, Father God. We pray, Father God, because you told us to pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. And we are being obedient to the word of God. We pray that your will be done in our lives, Father God. We pray that we'll walk the narrow path. We pray, Father God, that we'll not go to the left or to the right, but, Father God, we'll be obedient to the word and the will of the Almighty Living God. We thank you right now for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us from the hurricanes, from the tornadoes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because you woke us up this morning, and you didn't have to do it, but you did. You're a gracious God. You're a good God. You're a powerful God. You're a God above all gods, and we thank you because we know you. We thank you, Father God, because we accepted our personal Savior. We thank you because he suffered, died, and bled on that cross of our sins, he who knew no sin. We thank you right now, Father God, for sons and daughters and husbands and wives and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. We thank you for generation after generation after generation after generation, hearing the word, Father God. Pay attention to the word of God, knowing that God is real and God can do above and beyond what we can imagine, what we can think. We thank you for healing right now somebody from cancer, HIV, AIDS, migraine headaches, for glory be to God, diabetes, arthritis, bursitis. We thank you for healing, Father God, someone that wasn't able to walk. Let the blood flow freely through their veins, Father God. Touch their legs, their arms, their limbs, their fingers, Father God. Touch that heart because you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Fix that heart right now, that dear one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's walking through the streets, that's firing those illegal weapons. Touch their minds right now and touch their hearts. Let them have a mind state on Jesus Christ. Stop them in their tracks right now in the name of Jesus, that we will not fall short of another loved one. As we travel the highways and the byways, grant us traveling mercy to our jobs and back into our homes. Bless us, Father God, as we go to and fro, knowing that, God, you're with us every step of the way. We thank you right now for what you're doing in our lives, Father God, because we know that you're a good God, you're a gracious God, and you're a God that can do anything but fail, and we can call upon you and depend upon you right now, knowing that you hear our prayer, that you are God that's a deliverer from drug addiction, alcoholism, homosexuality, lying and stealing and backbiting, fornication, adultery, that Jezebel spirit, we send it back to the pits of hell from which it came, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now because we are men and women of God. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We are the head and not the tail. We're going to walk in the authority that you've given us on this day and continuously. We thank you, Father God, for bringing loved ones back to their homes. We thank you right now, Father God, for those that are joined together in families, with family reunions, Father God. They can come together as one and join together and band together in love and unity. We thank you for that agape love, unconditional love that you bless your men and women with. We thank you, Father God, right now because you are doing what others can't even imagine that could be done in their lives. You're bringing husbands and wives back together. You're bringing children that will be obedient to the Spirit of God back into their homes. You're touching those that have been walking the streets all night long, homeless, not knowing which direction they're going. Touch their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds, their hearts, and their spirits right now, in the name of Jesus. Let them be obedient to you. If they'll be obedient to you, they will obey their parents. The word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father, and their days will be long upon the earth. The word of God tells us that parents, don't provoke your children. We thank you right now for those that are being obedient to the word of God, the will of God, and you will grant us the desires of our heart. And we pray the desires of our heart are lined up with the word of God. And we thank you right now for someone that's confused, not knowing which direction to go in. Touch their mind right now and regulate that mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, right now for your healing hand of mercy. The doctor said one thing, but God said no. Someone should have been dead and gone by now, but God said no. I have work for you to do in my kingdom. And we thank you right now for touching those in the nursing homes, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, Faye's mom. Touch them right now and heal them. We thank you, Father God, for being with Sabrina as you guide her and lead her and direct her. We thank you right now for blessing her sons, Father God, to be productive citizens in this land. We thank you for touching Sister Greta and her family in its entirety, all of her loved ones, Father God. Be with them and guide them and lead them and direct them in a very special way. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for touching Sister Esther, Father God. Let her be obedient to the word of God and not to man. Father God, we pray for every prayer warrior in this land, that you'll wake them up and shake them up and let them know that God is in charge, that we serve a good God, a gracious God. Let them yield to the word of God and let your will be done in their lives, not the will of man, but the will of your almighty living God. We pray for Mother Murray Robinson, Father God. We pray that you'll touch her eyesight, touch her mind, Father God. We pray for Mother Annie Green, that you'll touch her back, her legs, her arms, her limbs, Father God, that she will feel special healing from you on this day. We pray for Mother Anita, Dr. Kevin Carter's mom, Father God. We pray, Father God, for all of those that need a healing right now, a touch from you, deliverance from you, a word from you. Whisper in their ear, Father God. Let them know in which direction they should go in on this day. Let them know to walk the straight and narrow path. Let them cry out to you and yield to you, the almighty living God. And we're going to give you the praise right now. I decree and declare miracles, signs, and wonders will take place in your life as you continue to be obedient to the word of God, as you continue to trust God, as you continue to cry out to the almighty living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is not dead. He lives within our souls. We're going to have trials and tribulations, but he said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Touch that dear one that's about to give up this morning. You will not commit suicide on our watch. Stop cutting your wrists in the name of Jesus. Put down that weapon right now, in the name of Jesus. God has a plan for your life, and that plan is going to come into fruition on this day, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for touching someone that feel like they want to give up. Touch them right now. Let them know, Father God, that all they need is one touch from you. And we know, Father God, that's all they need, that one touch on this day from Jesus Christ, and they will witness a change in their life, a change in their lifestyle, a change in their language, a change in their thoughts, a change in their actions. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. Bless, Father God, New Union Baptist Church. Let your will be done with the body of Christ. Thank you, Father God, for blessing Gospel Tabernacle Church, touching Minister Sharon Ricks, my brother's keepers, those that come in on a daily basis. Touch their bodies and heal their minds and their souls. Thank you, Father God, for touching Minister Yvonne McFadden, her mom, and the family in its entirety. Be with them, Father God, those that have lost loved ones this past month, this past week, this past year. Pastor Rosie Cobia, touch her family in its entirety. Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, touch her family in its entirety. Glory be to God. The Lee family, the Hickman family. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus, each and every family that are going through. And we thank you, Father, right now that they're going through. They're not stuck in the mud. They're going through. And you're right there with them every step of the way. We thank you for your sweet, sweet spirit that's in this place. We thank you, Father God, for the grace and the mercy that's with us every step of the way. You said that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. So we're calling upon you. We're taking you at your word. You said the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We're taking you at your word. God, you said, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we are dependent upon you. We are taking you at your word. And we're going to believe you. And we're going to trust you. And we're going to honor you. And we're going to respect you. And we depend upon you right now. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We praise you on this day and the days to come. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon this land, a spirit of order upon this land, godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Bless the Mims family, the Logan family. Glory be to God, the Haney family. Bless them right now, the Spain family. Thank you, Jesus. Deacon Theodore Price, and he lost up his wife Thank you, God. The Turay family. Father God, touch those widows and widowers. They're going through without their wives, Father God. They need special prayers. Thank you, God. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Comfort them in the name of Jesus. We know that you said you'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. And we thank you right now because we stand in need of a comforter in times like these. And we're going to thank you and praise you and glorify you and magnify you every moment of our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayer this morning. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, presiding bishop of Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. And we thank you for your time. We thank you for waking up early in the morning to praise and worship God, to give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. Write to us at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Come join us Saturday, August the 5th, the power of praying women. Yes, join us on that day. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing. Be blessed, be prayerful, be mindful, and pray for the gift of discernment. You have the favor of God upon your life. Yes, you do, my dear ones. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. You got the favor of God upon your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Join me on tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. We're on our way to Cumberland today, so keep us in prayer that God will lead and guide us to prayer warriors as we go forth and make a difference in somebody's life. God bless you real good.